Hop. I am. Okay, so we will continue with Apache James. So basically, first, a few words. I'm working at Linagora. Our mission is to promote data sovereignty and especially give the tools for organization to communicate together without using big GAFAM infrastructure. So we are working on a suite called Twake Workplace with Twake Mail for email, Twake that is relying on Matrix for the chat, and also file sharing. So as part of this development effort, we were looking back in the days for an email server that is easy to scale. At the time, we did not hear yet the talk about Aerogram. We were looking for a modern email protocol. Hopefully, we already heard about Ricardo's stuff called JMAP protocol. And we also needed to be able to do deep integrations inside the mail server. So about the protocol, I'm sorry, I'm a bit frustrated. I did not get to speak about JMAP, so I will take 1 minute to do so. We started implementing JMAP into Apache James back in 2015, before even the normalization effort started within the IETF. We are big fans of IMAP. It makes writing a client easy. So basically, we implemented Twake Mail client in Flutter. So Odriga is using it, the Dart dependency to write JMAP CLI, for instance. Basically, we are able to take a mobile team that is not an expert at all about email and get them implement a mail client. The things works fine, works fast, synchronization is easy. Most of the pains of IMAP are lifted. So Twake Mail works on multiple platforms, iOS, Android, web. And it's also used on top of other mail servers like Stalwart Labs. So about the mail server itself, because it's a track about mail servers, Apache James is part of the Apache Foundation. To my knowledge, it's the only email server that is part of a foundation and have an open governance model. It started back in 2003 from Project Jakarta, so it's kind of cousin of Tomcat and projects like that. It's surprisingly influential in the Java world. The mailet, which I will present later, is kind of the servlet of mail, so a generic way to write emails. Some of important people within the Apache Software Foundation did actually contribute at some point to Apache James, and Netty Network Library, which is very influential in Java. Norman Maurer is a previous contributor of Apache James. So regarding the overall setup, what I recommend actually to use is the distributed setup for Apache James, where basically we host metadata in Cassandra. Big binaries into S3, distributed search with OpenSearch. There was a little licensing problem with Elasticsearch. And last but not least, RabbitMQ for messaging, things like IMAP, IDLE, and stuff like that. Of course, we orchestrate everything and run it on top of Kubernetes and are integrated with metric systems like Grafana. So now let's look inside the code. This is more or less the classical email server architecture. You've got protocols on the left, SMTP, JMAP, IMAP. which would call the mailbox where the mails are being stored, and you will submit emails to a mail queue and apply mail processing. So what's important here to notice is that you've got green dots. It's not updated the slides, but now you've got a green dot here that allow you to depend on simple interfaces in Java, write Java code in a completely separated project, compile it, and embed it into Apache James, configure it. You have a set of extensions that already exist. You can use James APIs, you can inject your own component, and then basically have your code run inside the mail server without touching a single line within that email server. Sorry, that might be complicated to see from the back of the room. I did not thought about that when I copy and pasted those rectangles. But basically, the mailhead container, you take things from within the mail queue. And the overall design is to have mailhead, which is an action, applied conditionally by a matcher. So you have two little interfaces that you work with. The matcher represents a condition. And you would organize a pair of mailhead and matcher inside a processor, which is a stream of execution. You have a specific mailhead that allows to switch of processor, and a couple of various basic basic operations implemented. All of that is defined in XML and is fully customizable. I will give you a little example. So a Hello World mailhead that is kind enough to look up for the language and print Hello World based on that. So a mailhead would get the mail and applies an action to it. You can modify the mail, you can trigger some external APIs, and so on and so on. All I need is to depend on the mailhead API. From there, I compile my project, I get a jar, and I just register it somewhere into my XML configuration, put the jar into external jars, and go. So back into there. So it's actually quite powerful, and you can connect the different set of extensions together. We've been speaking a bit with Daniel about push. We received a contribution lately to have an IMAP extension for push for iOS application. And basically, you are able to plug a mailbox listener that listens to the mailbox events, register an IMAP extension that creates the registrations, and you would be able to get the push working like that. So that's quite powerful. But James is written in Java. You have interfaces for everywhere. Everything has an interface. And we rely on inversion of control with a library called Juice, which means that basically you can assemble your Juice modules the way you want. And of course, you can reuse existing modules, which means that you can make your own tailor-made server with Apache James. As an example, because we need to follow the Apache way, we need to be in open governance. At Linagora, we decided to clearly split the project, which is Apache James. That's where open standards go. That's where the distributed mailbox is. That's where everything related to modularity, extensibility is. And we reuse that as a framework to bundle our own Twake mail servers that have a couple more of extensions, things like autocomplete for email addresses and stuff like that that are not part of the JMAP standard, so that we reuse to actually build our product. This is a very nice contribution that we did get back in 2020. So this is to give you an idea of how you could use James. The idea is to validate GPG key. So basically, Using the web key protocol, I would submit my key to that modified Apache James that will send me an email encrypted with the private key that I've just been uploading. I would reply to that email, which would validate the key and serve it there. So it's proof of concept. It had not been merged part of James, but it's to show you that you can really play and do interesting things with deep integrations. Who is doing POP3? That's the guy in the room doing POP3. POP3 is an awesome protocol because you don't have the UID and it's really, really, really simple. So in France, when you go and see a practitioner, you would get a repayment order that will be sent to the national healthcare insurance that, of course, transits by email. And every insurance would get a mailbox receiving millions of emails a day. And of course, you need to have the damn thing geo-replicated on three different locations and so on and so on. So IMAP, the latencies would go crazy. At least we don't use Aerogram. Volumetry is big. And of course, they have a very crappy description of homegrown custom formats that you need to, that slide don't do justice. It's actually a couple thousands of lines of code to get all of that fitting in Apache James. The point here, when I arrived on the project, they were actually able to write tons of mailets, matchers, listeners, and so on themselves, and plug it in together. So we were also able to rewrite the storage engine to be able to lift some weird Cassandra restrictions on tombstones and listing millions of emails. Another project that we did was actually to also integrate within MSS Santé. So that's the mailing system for French health practitioners. It has some specific security restrictions to it. So we were able to have also some specific integrations for that customer, like upload directly attachments received into their drive. So basically we quite a bunch of extensions and modularity going on in there. Yeah, and surprisingly, even things like banking applications, that's also email, and it's very specific. They have millions of users with very, very, very tiny mailbox, and it needs to be cheap. And they have custom SOAP APIs to access the messages. That's also the kind of other things that you can do with Apache James. So I did not cover much of the technical details. I did do a hands-on session back in the day in 2019 in the Apache conference in Berlin. So if you are interested in getting more information on the code and watching some hopefully live coding that did not go too wrong, you can do it. The talk is online. Thank you very much. Do you have some questions?
Thank you, Benoit. Okay, let's see your first hand.
Thank you. So are there any pre-existing modules for spam filtering directly with Apache James?
So you need to speak louder because I did not understand the middle of the question.
Are there any existing modules for spam filtering so that you can do that directly as part of your email setup?
So basically, we are integrated with Spam Assassin and RSpamD, especially with Spam Assassin because we and RSpamD because we have mailbox listeners. We are able to live train based on the way you move messages your spam filters. So the answer is yes, there's already some integrations.
All right. Further questions? So here's somebody. Oh, yeah, I have a question, actually. you were talking about these examples from the health system and from the banking, and I'm not sure if I understand it correctly. It looked to me like this is very special use of emails and like using email as a sort of an API in a certain way, right?
That's correct.
For very specific procedures and processes. And if that's somehow right, you might fix me anyway. Do you also do special processing of these emails? I mean, is there any special mime parsing involved, or maybe you can say a few words?
First, your understanding is correct. Apache James is very modular, and of course, it works as a regular email server, but you can use it for all those corner cases that could be hard to handle with other technologies. Regarding MIME parsing, I'm also the maintainer of the Apache MIME4G parsing library that, of course, you can do some pretty complicated MIME parsing within Apache James.
Does it play a role in these use cases, in this medical or banking one?
Yes.
All right. Let's see, two more hands. Maybe first the other guy and you get.
Yeah, it's related to the previous question. Are the emails handled by the healthcare encrypted or?
So they are encrypted, and it is transparent to the mostly transparent to the work that we are doing with Apache James for them.
Okay. So is this like transport encrypted or payload encrypted?
Depends, but there's a lot of things going on with S/MIME.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Have you seen any maillets be created in programming languages like Scala, Groovy, Clojure, those ones based on Java?
So yes, we have. We have a couple of examples of Scala mailets. We use Scala at some parts within Apache James. For example, the JMAP stack is completely written in Scala. So yes.
All right, we would still have time for a quick question if there is any.
One here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't.
Maybe an
Okay,
sorry, yes, okay. Maybe a misunderstanding of mine. You mentioned POP3, it's very nice, but I suppose you have IMAP as well. Is it ready for standard IMAP usage, or do I have to develop?
No. It's a misunderstanding. POP3 is a horrible protocol, but it's that one given use case of needing a highly available protocol that can be multi-data center. It's so simple that it fits the bills.
Okay, and IMAP is as simple?
We support IMAP, the big range of IMAP extensions. IMAP is fully supported, and we also implement JMAP as a protocol. So a very wide range of protocols implemented.
Okay, fine.
All right, thank you. And thank you again, also Benoit. I hope I didn't see it in your And yeah, we have one more talk in the service session, which will be Michael about mocks.